For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
More protests today in Texas to end separation of family detainees. Julian Castro, former Secretary of Housing and Urban Development, says the president uses cruelty as a hobby.
What's happening in the United States today, separating children from their parents at the border, is immoral. It's wrong, and it has to change right now.
Although the president signed an executive order stopping the separation, saying families should be detained together, Castro says even that is inhumane. Texas Congressman Beto O'Rourke visited a tent city yesterday, set up for migrant children waiting to be reunited with their parents.
The medical care from what we can ascertain, the food from what we can determine, the facilities, we saw some kids playing soccer, their general attitude seems to be positive given the conditions. But nothing makes up for a policy implemented by this administration that takes kids away from their parents.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Wayne Allen Root for Bullet Blocker. I love these guys. Sometimes you find a product and you go, wow, why didn't I think of that? Trained as an Army Ranger and former Deputy Sheriff, Joe Curran invented the world's first bulletproof backpack. Now Joe has built a successful Made in the USA company that offers bullet-resistant products for your most precious asset, your children. Backpacks, bulletproof clothing, vests, briefcase, and more. Bullet Blocker gives your kids the gift of life. Stylish clothing that protects like police body armor. Go to bulletblocker.com and enter code WAR to save 10%. That's bulletblocker.com, bulletblocker.com.
Breaking news from MyPillow.com. Free shipping when you purchase two premium MyPillows on the two-pack special. Free shipping. 60-day money-back guarantee. 10-year warranty. Machine washable and dryable. Made in the USA. Click on the two-pack special at MyPillow.com. Enter promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175. Be sure to use promo code USA. Free shipping on the two-pack special. Order now.
Arizona Senator Jeff Flake, appearing on ABC's This Week, says the president has unfortunately redefined his party. Flake urging other lawmakers to stand up to the president on the issue of tariffs.
The judiciary has stood up well. The press has stood up well in terms of institutions, but the Congress has been lacking. And on something like tariffs, for example, the Senate ought to bring legislation to the floor that says, hey, we're going to push back here.
But President Trump, appearing on Trinity Broadcasting Network's Huckabee program, said tariffs on some imports are already helping businesses in the United States.
Our steel industry is coming back because that way they don't have to pay the tariff. And we put a tariff, a 30% tariff on solar panels. We had 32 plants, so many of them closed. Now many of them are opening again. We put a tariff on washing machines. Now all of a sudden we're expanding our washing machine production business in the country.
The decision prompted a swift response from U.S. allies, including retaliatory tariffs and a radical departure in treatment from other formerly friendly foreign leaders from Canada to France. You're listening to USA Radio.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
Oil-producing nations agree to prevent an oil crunch, as we hear from USA's Chris Barnes.
OPEC, Russia, and other major oil-producing nations agreeing to ramp up production. Saudi Arabia is saying the agreement was reached on Saturday in Vienna to raise overall output by about 1 million barrels a day in the coming months. Word of the deal coming a day after President Trump had tweeted, quote, hope OPEC will increase output substantially. We need to keep prices down. The U.S., China, and India had been urging the big oil producers to increase their supply that they said could hurt global economic growth. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Vice President Mike Pence was in South Carolina Saturday to campaign for Governor Henry McAllister. While there, he expressed condolences for congressional nominee Katie Arrington, injured in a car crash.
Even Katie's opponent, Joe Cunningham, I'm told, suspended his campaign in the wake of this accident.
Arrington remains in critical but stable condition. Commerce Secretary Wilbur Ross on Capitol Hill this past week defended the new tariffs on steel and aluminum imports.
Americans have a right to know it's their best interest Trump administration officials are looking out for at the negotiating table. The stories that we have seen in the last few days call that into question.
Ross defended the president's position on tariffs, telling CNBC economic security is military security. For USA Radio News,